this good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too.
It is 7 after the hour, and I am pleased, Rich.
Yeah?
Very pleased. As a matter of fact, very, very pleased.
Pleased as punch, you would say.
I am. There's a very for each of these ladies, who are also known, a.k.a., as the Boomer Broads. Janet and Anne-Marie are here for their visit. So, ladies, there's a very for Anne-Marie, and there's a very for Janet.
Wow. To what do we owe this honor?
I'm very pleased to be here today.
Okay.
And I'm very, very pleased that you're here. And very, very, very pleased that you both are as interesting as you are. If you're following this at DougStephan.com and doing the video, streaming video now, I'm becoming more animated. I'm Richie would say I was playing to the camera. I'm becoming
you
once
say
in a while.
That.
I
you
forget about
that?
It most of the time.
You say that.
I do say that.
But even if nobody's
usually
looking,
you're just in your bathrobe.
His hands are all in the air all the time. If nobody is around him, he still throws his hands up in the air and talks and leans back. He's very animated no matter when or where he is.
Wow.
The boomers want to talk about breaking up. Now, one of the things that I do, there are lots of things that are built on trust that we have in our lives. We have your relationship, for example. The two of you are best friends.
Yeah,
Janet and Anne-Marie have worked together for a long time, have a company that you share together. I'm figuring you're 50-50 owners. I don't know that that's true, but I would guess, knowing the two of you,
or
that 51, you are.
Or 51-49 if you ask Anne-Marie.
Really? That's the way I'd have it. Good for you. Thumbs up, Anne-Marie. Got to always have that one little bit of an edge.
Oh, don't believe her.
Whatever.
All right, anyway. So you're solid. Many people think they observe from afar relationships. I have a very good friend whose name will not be used in this story, who's married to a very, really special lady. And the two of them have what appears on the surface to be a really good relationship, a good marriage, they got a good home, but there's something going on, there's something afoot, there's something working inside of that mind. And I think probably if it's in one mind, it's in both minds.
Mm.
And we have this stigma, only in America, it seems, to things not working. Oh, my God, what happened? Why are they breaking up? Because things change. So why do people make such a big deal, Janet and Anne-Marie, out of breaking up, whether it's with boyfriends or girlfriends?
The original concept was even, and this is interesting because Janet and I even have a different attitude towards this, and that is even breaking up with your hairdresser.
Anybody.
Your gardener.
Anybody.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I should tell you, first and foremost, I left this agency. Doug, you might remember for a time I was a sportscaster on a radio station.
You were.
And a fine one, well, God bless you. And I left Anne-Marie after working here for 8 years. And that was as devastating a breakup, I would say, as any, you know, partnership or relationship or spouse and mate. You know, breakups between friends, between hairdressers, it all is, it's just a feeling of loss.
Who
it's
did this
void.
Song? Richie, see if you can find the stylistics, I think it is. The song is called Make Up to Break Up.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Isn't that
that's
the stylistics that did that? Yeah, right.
Can,
yep.
can I say, Janet can't even break up with her hairdresser.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I would stay with the woman if she doubled the price. Oh, there it comes.
Yeah. So, when you make up with a hairdresser, what do? Give them twice as much? Is it a male or a female hairdresser?
It's a female. I've been with her for 20 years. And I'll be honest with you, she's a little too expensive. She's a little too busy now. If I were a normal person, I would have left her long ago for someone less.
All right,
but I'm
not. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Why do women feel like they have to go to a hairdresser? And is that an old term? Is it now something else?
That a hairstylist
even seems old.
Well, that's what you, I don't know what else you would call them. She owns the salon.
Yeah.
But I do call her a hairstylist. I don't know what else to call her. And
she
is.
Here's the story from the other day when that idiot went into the salon and shot up the place, killed eight people, including his wife.
Yes. Yep.
I didn't think it was referred to. Was it, Richie, in the story as a hair salon?
It was. Yeah.
What did they call it?
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah. Beauty salon, hair salon.
But you think because we can't say stewardess anymore that you're not allowed to call somebody a hairdresser?
Well,
yeah, I don't know what the PC term is.
Yeah, I don't know.
The PC term is hairdresser.
It is.
There you go.
We happen to represent one of the largest privately owned hair chains.
You do.
In New England, the country, but we represent the New England component, and we call them stylists.
You
and
do.
Salons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what we call them. So.
All right. So can I, now that I know you, get a deal by going there? Or they cut my hair for?
Absolutely. Something to. How often? Now I want to know. So how often do you go to a hair salon or a barbershop, Doctor?
I don't. I wouldn't call the place I go either. I found a couple of Korean guys that opened it's a shop.
You go to just a barbershop, right?
No, I don't go to a stylist person, but they do everything in this place.
Something between like a barbershop and a salon.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, kind of.
Is there a spinning barber pole outside the shop?
No, there is not.
Oh, that's not. So cool.
But I love those. There's a couple in Santa Monica where I go. Are they the old style? There was actually one in Hollywood that I went to last year. The old style, and most of them in that part of California are run by the Russians.
Mm. Now, do men do what women do at hair salons? Do you pour your heart out? Like we do. Do you forge your relationship?
Nothing annoys me more than going into a barbershop and the guy's starting to talk to me. Yeah. I don't want to have a conversation. Here's what I want to do with my hair.
You know what, though?
That's it.
I don't want to tell you what I do for a living. Here's my homophobic statement of the day.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'd rather have a woman cut my hair.
Really?
Oh, good.
Why? You don't want to be touched by a man?
No, it's just I don't know whether
homophobia.
It's because I think that it may be homophobia. I'm an admitted homophobe.
You're a homophobe.
Okay. Yeah, so I assume you would never have a massage by a man.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. It just
that's creepy too.
I like that head massage, the hair massage. That's nice.
That's nice. That's good stuff.
And so, coming from a woman, I'm just more comfortable.
Okay.
So if you find a stylist, whatever gender. Both of you. If you find a stylist that you like or a barber that you like.
I've been going to mine for about 9 years.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
So what if you didn't, because what's happened with me, I haven't been going for that long, but she wasn't getting callbacks. I was having to wait a long time. I'm like, you know what? I'm leaving. I'm going elsewhere.
Yeah.
And I did. I didn't even think twice. And Jen's like, oh, my gosh, you can't do that.
All right, here's my story. Before I started going to these Korean guys 4 or 5 years ago, I was going to there was a little shop in Saxonville, which is one of the villages of Framingham. And I went there because this woman did a superb job. Maybe not the best, but pretty close to.
But your hair is pretty easy, right?
My hair is pretty. I have a stick in the back, and
it
doesn't part on the right side and all that other stuff. But at least it's there. So I've been going to her for 4 or 5 years, and I come in. No nonsense, sit down, take care of it, business over. So I got there one day at, she goes home at 4 o'clock. I got there one day at 4:05 because I was late and I'd forgotten something. Anyway, so I get there at 4:05. She won't do my hair because she's leaving in 5 minutes.
And you never went back?
Never, ever went back again.
That's how I feel.
Never.
So you just walked in?
I walked in. I always just walked in. But she always would. The wait was 5 minutes max.
I would have forgiven her.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know.
I would have forgiven her.
Yeah. What is she, your personal slave, your personal hair slave? I mean, who are you?
I'm a guy who's been loyal.
You're
and giving him $20 a month, that's business.
What time of day did you walk in?
Always about the same, 4:15, 4:10.
And she leaves at 4 o'clock.
And it takes 15 minutes at most to do the hair.
Maybe I'm with you.
10,
all right. I am with him.
So,
you know what?
5 minutes of four.
You know
I'm
what?
A little
you're
late,
cheap. You're
days.
A cheap tipper, and she didn't feel it was worth it.
I'm not
she didn't
a cheap
care whether you never came
all.
Back or not.
How do you know I'm a cheap tipper?
I'm just reading. I'm reading between
the
lines.
Assumption. Now, if you bumped into her in a social situation, would you feel embarrassed in any way?
Why would I be embarrassed?
I would be.
She should be embarrassed.
I always am embarrassed if I leave a service person and then I see them in another setting. I don't know.
Where are you going to see them. First of all, where
at
are you going to
party
see them?
On the street?
This
in
woman's
the grocery
not going
store?
To any party I'm going to.
Exactly. You are a snooty.
Listen to that guy. What a snot.
Hey, isn't he? Oh.
But I'll be honest with you, just to bring this conversation full circle, when Janet left me for that year that she was gone, I didn't speak to her.
You didn't speak to her?
Didn't speak to me. And
all communication done.
You didn't speak to her?
Nope. Done. Nope.
Groveling
oh
back.
God.
And never
really?
Listen to me on the radio.
You
never listen to me.
You break right. up with me, and I'm done.
That's really rotten.
Isn't she horrible?
She is horrible.
Tortured me. And do I have to tell you that when I was thinking of leaving, I broached it with her, and she said, you absolutely should take the job. How could you pass up this opportunity?
And so how did you get back together again? The job
I had to
away?
Beg her. I had to grovel.
Really?
Yes.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Anne-Marie.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah, ashamed of yourself.
I'm very ashamed.
Yeah, I can tell how ashamed
so
you
are. Would you, if you ladies would like to stick around for a little bit, I have another thing, but it's going to be about 10 minutes from now. Uh-huh. I want to talk about the latest profile of bosses, because you both are bosses. I want to see if you fit the profile. Richie's a boss. I'm a boss. I want to see if all of us fit the profile of the new boss, the new era of bosses, if you will. The Doug Stanton Good Day program with the Boomer Broads at 18 and change past the hour.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Big Bang TBS. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Big Bang.
TBS. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Very funny.
Smart equals sexy.
Yes.
Yes.
Bazinga.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
You're in my spot.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday night.
Yes.
The Big Bang Theory
on TBS.
Very funny.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Howdy doody doo. It's 21 after the hour. Bosses up in the focus. How's your boss? We'll find out. This is Boss Radio.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Mr. Rock and Roll than anybody else having a birthday today, Richie. It's the 18th of October between St. Louis and East St. Louis. There's a little place where there's a plaque that has been erected with the refrain, Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll, because it's the birthplace of Charles Edward Anderson Berry. On this date, 1926, a musical icon with few equals, I would think, Rich. Don't you think that's...
Absolutely.
You talk about the art form of rock and roll. This guy was in on the first step.
Good old 12-bar blues, man.
Yep. Even though he was coming up along the same path as Nat King Cole was, interestingly enough, he seemed to like Muddy Waters better than Nat King Cole. 1955, put yourself into... at the Chess recording studio. He apparently went in to play for Muddy Waters or to be on a recording with him. And Muddy Waters said to the guy who runs the Chess records, run started by a guy named Leonard Chess, hey, you got to listen to this guy. And so he did Maybelline, and the guy was blown away. And the first week it was released, it was number 5 on the Billboard charts. A black performer
probably on the rhythm and blues on the rhythm and blues chart at that point.
No. But this Maybelline?
Yeah.
No. They had the fact that I'm looking here at Billboard Pop Chart, it says, Richard.
Really?
Yep. Well, it's the same as when Elvis got out there. Yeah.
But see, that's the difference.
But it was white versus black.
That's why Sam Phillips was so creative in that he knew that the black artist would not chart. So he went and got the white artist to do the black artist songs, and boom, that's where it all came from.
So Chuck Berry is 85 today. God bless him.
Gets paid in cash every single time.
Give me my cash before you started. Here's, I like Dawn Wells. I've always thought she was kind of sexy.
Very cute. Yes.
Very cute. She's 73 today. She was Mary Ann on Gilligan's Island and has certainly made a really strong impact on people who like that sort of, I guess I would say.
Basically based on that one character. Name anything else she was ever in.
Nothing. No.
I can't.
Nothing. Mike Ditka's birthday is today.
Hey.
Notice the president made specific reference to him when he had that group of Super Bowl winners to the White House. They'd never been recognized.
Yeah.
But what was it? Because of September 11th or something? No, it wasn't September 11th. Something else that happened.
This is from 1985. I think there was a strike or something
that. Yeah. Never got recognized. But he sort of poked fun at Ditka because Ditka had thought at one point in time of running for the Senate at the same time Obama ran as a Republican from Illinois. Did you know that?
I didn't. That would have been funny.
Now you know. The rest of the story. Joe Morgan, the actor's birthday is today. Born in the state, 1947. Russ Jagera from the Association, 68 today. Guitarist with the group. Along comes Mary, Cherish, Windy, Never My Love. A lot of great songs. Let's see. He, 43. Did I tell you he was 68? I think I did. Joe Egan, keyboardist with Steeler's Wheel.
Oh. Here I am.
Rockin' the middle with you. 62 today. Gary Rickrath, guitarist with REO Speedwagon. No, he's not here, Richie. Is Laura Nero.
Who's
that's
that?
Because she died, I guess. She was great. You know who Laura Nero was?
I don't.
She's a great composer of pop music. A lot of good stuff she came up with. Let's see here. Pam Dauber's birthday is today. She's Mindy. Mork and Mindy. Got that?
Yeah.
Born in the state, 1951.
And what TV show did that come from?
Mork and Mindy. Ah, Laverne and Shirley. That's right,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it came from Happy Days.
Happy
Days.
Oh, right. Yeah. Wynton Marsalis is 50 today. Joe Spano, 49, and 28 past the hour. Good day.
When you spend a week looking for your glasses, frustration can lead to another search.
And so I said, you know what, there's got to be technology around to help me find these things.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
You can get a lanyard with a built-in transmitter and receiver that you can put on your glasses so you can find your glasses.
Gary Kay writes about technology issues on AARP.org. He says devices that have both a transmitter and a receiver are invaluable.
The one that I liked is called Find One, Find All, or FOFA. And with that system, every one of the units is both a transmitter and a receiver. So you've got six of these things. So the chances are that one of them you'll be able to find and use that to locate the others.
These transmitter receivers are flat, so they can even fit in your wallet. So far, there's not much that can help you find your wallet if it's so far away a device like this won't pick it up. But there is remote technology that can find your cell phone if it's out of earshot, lost, or stolen.
One of the things you can do is use a program that you can access from a computer that will call your cell phone and respond to you with its location using Google Maps. You can even instruct it remotely to wipe out your data, so that if somebody grabs it, they can't get your contact information.
We'll link to more information about all of this advice on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Thank you too much, Carl.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Conversation other than you, because I know how you are when it comes to thinking about your boss. Richie is a boss, but he has a boss. I don't. I am a boss. I have no boss. I'm the boss of me. You have but an independent sort of relationship with your. It isn't like your boss is your boss. Your boss is, you know, kind of, he's like a weenie boss. He doesn't really lord it over you. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, yes. He's not somebody that's there. When you think of bosses, oftentimes you think of this sort of ogre who's there, almost like a Halloween character, right? Or you remember the senator from Star Wars who had the cape up over his face and he was just plain ugly?
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Well, if you saw one of the early Star Wars movies, when Spock and
Star Trek.
What did I say?
Star Wars.
Yeah, no, Star Trek. Well, I was thinking both, there's a character in both of those movies, Star Trek and Star Wars, who looks like the ogre that we think sometimes is our boss. All right, so where are the ladies? We have the ladies. Where
yeah,
are the
yeah. Here? There's right. One lady.
One lady, okay. So there's a study that has come out that we highlighted, Doug Steffen, .com, the key to success often, so the boss thinks, is him or her, right? Do you think Anne-Marie and Janet, where's Janet? Janet and Anne-Marie, who run a very popular and very accomplished PR business in New England, are both here because they are the boomer broads and they have interesting experiences and things to talk about that relate to a lot of people, no matter what their age. So as in terms of bosses, you are both the bosses at your company, right?
Correct.
Okay. So do you feel like you're responsible for the success of your business?
Yes.
Yes.
You do. Didn't take long for him to think that one through.
Well, of course. We are.
Okay. So, Rich, do you feel as a sort of quasi-boss there, you're the boss of many, that you are responsible for the success of what goes on in that operation?
In part, obviously, we direct.
You're taking too long to answer the question.
We control the direction, but I couldn't do it alone, without a doubt. I mean,
okay, but that speaks not to your being the boss. It speaks to the team. Does the team relate well to the boss or not?
If you really want to get blunt about it, yes. Okay. Without us, they would.
Right, they'd be lost.
No, they wouldn't be lost, but they wouldn't have.
They wouldn't
we have
accomplish.
A goal. This is how we want to make money, and this is how we have to get there. I need your help to help me get there.
Right.
But I'm the one who says this is how we're going to make money, and this is how we need to get there.
Right, but also we always say, you know, Janet and I are the only ones who are going to be here indefinitely.
Really get it too.
Well,
really
as long as the business is alive.
I don't know. We got a couple of those indefinitely's here.
Yeah. That's where that happens.
Yeah.
All right. So here's a survey done by, let's see here, it's done by researcher Paul Babiak, B-A-B-I-A-K. 200 executives around the country surveyed, found that 4% were considered psychopaths.
Really?
Ranked with the...
Only four?
Yeah. There's a checklist, which is a tool that therapists use to assess a psychopath disorder.
Pathology, right.
Yeah.
Psychopathology. Thank you. So this guy finds that... And there's a book out that I first saw, and this is what attracted my attention. I didn't want to interview the guy, but I had Ken, who does our website, look up this guy's book, Snakes in Suits, When Psychopaths Go to Work, which is a great title for a book, right?
Mm.
Snakes in Suits.
Love it.
Yeah. All right. So whether your boss is a psychopath, the findings of the study suggest that bosses that are psychopaths are actually pretty good leaders. They give the company an edge. So one would wonder whether Steve Jobs, for example, was a psychopath. Or Bill Gates, is he a psychopath? Or Warren Buffett, is he a psychopath?
Well, define psychopath. I mean, I'm struggling with that. Like, what makes a snake, I guess, is the question.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I would not have put snake in suit together with psychopath myself. I think that oftentimes people who are just dishonest or who are not who have no integrity. I referred to somebody who's on the board of selectmen here in Framingham as a snake yesterday when talking to the president of the bank.
Okay, well.
Because my read on him is that he's not to be trusted. He's a snake. And there's actually a couple of them that I would refer to the same way. So under the circumstances, that's one. I don't know whether they're psychopaths. Maybe that's the question to ask here.
Yeah.
If you are in some way a leader, do you have to be a psychopath? Look at the politicians who want to run and control everything. I'm sure that if you did a test on most of them, they'd turn out to be pretty psychotic.
Well, it's interesting because Janet and I just had this conversation about a week ago, and I said to her, I think I'm pretty fair. And she said, yeah, but everybody's afraid of you. And I said, really?
Yeah, I'm not afraid of you.
You don't work for her. And I said, really? I mean, I'm not mean. I am bossy, and I am
intense.
Right. So people say that, Richie.
Intense.
People say that about me, too, don't they?
Everybody says that about you, and
everybody.
That, everybody says that.
Everybody.
About you. Yeah.
That's what I said. Everybody.
Everybody.
What did they say about him that he's intense?
Here's the thing. Doug is a lot of bark. And I mean, it's just the way he says things. It's just the way he says, okay, I want this done,
please.
And it ends up as, you know, rah, 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 you know, and people who don't know him always think, oh yeah, man, what's up with that guy? But once you know him, you're just like, no, oh, that's just the way he is.
Well, the other
he doesn't mean it.
Does it take that kind of a personality to be a leader? In other words, it's not that I go out of my way to...
There's a difference between being a leader and an effective leader.
Well, I am not that way, and I think I'm an effective leader.
I think Terry
Francona for 7 years was an effective leader in a very mellow way.
Yeah.
And then lost control as a boss of his team, like Richie was talking about his team. And I think the key to having a successful team as a boss is when the people listen to you and trust you.
Yeah.
And I think the case of the Red Sox is an excellent example of a boss that lost control of his business.
Drinking beer during the games?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a cool idea.
Not a great
thing. I mean, for players.
When I've tried to, when I look at, you know, how I could be a better boss, one of the people that I look up to is Joe Gibbs, historic coach of the Washington Redskins, 3 Super Bowls. And the guy is about as laid back. I mean, I'm sure he's got his moments and he gets all up in people's faces, but you will never hear him screaming a curse word. You will never hear him. The guy just knows how to handle people.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And he does it through gaining their trust because they see he has a vision that will work. And, you know, whether I can effectively do that, I don't know. But would I like to model myself after his? Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I think while I'm not happy about the fact that people are afraid of me or that I'm that intense, I do have a personality that does intimidate people, but I'm smart enough to have partnered with Janet Prensky, who interprets me for
good people. Cop, bad cop.
Right. What she really meant to say
that's
was.
That's what I say. That's my famous line. What she really meant to say was, that's my line.
It works.
That's pretty funny.
And so while I know.
All right, Richie, what did I really mean to say by what I said?
I'm the only one who can really interpret. Jennifer
that's
knows
right.
you pretty and Roberta. You know, all of us know you pretty well, but it's just funny because, for example, I am the Janet for Doug here at the network.
Yeah, that's why I brought
people
it up.
Walk up to me and they're like, I have no idea what this means. It's
and
just a bunch of it's just a capitalized, unpunctuated email screaming about something.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, don't worry about it. Here's
just because
what it
it's a capital letter email doesn't mean I'm screaming. That's a misinterpretation of things.
No, it's not a misinterpretation.
Yeah,
that's the way it comes across.
No, I was talking to a friend of mine about that yesterday. That's not true.
But I'll tell you,
Anne Marie only communicates in all cap emails.
Right.
Can I just say, I am not a screamer, but people think I'm screaming all the time.
Right. Hmm.
What's
because
your voice?
I have a loud, deep
voice. Well, yeah, you have a noisy voice.
And I'm very direct, and I don't beat around the bush, and I really am not.
That's why, by the way, you have so much luck with men.
Obviously, yeah, really. Not afraid of me at all.
No! It's that sweet, pleasant demeanor and voice that gets them every time.
Seriously. Yeah.
Well, but now, okay.
Interesting point.
Here's the question.
Okay.
Is the same skill necessary to be a good boss or read well by your minions as is necessary to have a good relationship with a partner? Love relationship or work relationship?
I've been a whole lot more successful in work than in business than I was in relationships.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe
so I don't
you
know
found,
what that tells you.
It tells me that you found you either took the time or you were looking the right way for the right kind of partner in, or even better, the right thing happens for the right reason at the right time. You and Janet together was not an accident.
Yeah, right.
And the other things, you look for something. I have found in life, even though I still do it, if you're looking, you won't find it.
Right.
It comes to you when you are ready to receive it.
Yeah.
And that is not always understood by many people. And so, you know, whether that's the right job, the right boss. But I think what is interesting here is that 1% of the general population shows psychotic tendencies, 4% of bosses. So four times.
It's our employees. They drive us.
They drive us nuts. Hear that, Richie?
Absolutely.
You drive me crazy.
There it is. We got to the bottom
That's
of it.
That's it. Okay, we figured it out. Hi, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the Boomer Broads, Anne Marie and Janet, have interesting spin on things. So, Richie.
Yeah.
I believe it is time for us to take one of those well-orchestrated and deserved respites for a moment, whilst we have a word or two from some very...
And if you pay special attention...
Very important people.
We are about to save you 15% or more.
Oh, your car insurance?
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Rad, eh?
Rad.
Okay, our poll today, Richie's favorite for a while. Which of the bizarre beers that we have listed here is the most... interesting one to you. What would you try? Help yourself to that. Also, the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has some information on how you can help end child hunger here in our country. He has a lot of great blogs, and we try to carry a different one every day in the supermarket guru blog, Better Living, all kinds of tips. You saw the video of the day, the video from a tennis match where Jimmy Connors won with that incredible shot, and he threw the racket into the air, hit the ball, caught his racket. That's a great video. I have some great videos too.
That, yeah.
Check out. Wonderful stuff. Thank you. DougStephan.com, 51 after the hour.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The president on the campaign trail, the Republicans gathering in Vegas to mix it up again. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with President Obama on the stump, a three-day bus tour that began in Millers Creek, North Carolina yesterday, promoting his jobs bill and sounding as much like a candidate as commander-in-chief.
It's way overdue for us to stop trying to satisfy some branch of the party and take some common sense steps to help America and create jobs.
Branch of the party, a reference to Tea Party Republicans, and he wasn't done talking about the opposing party and their alternative jobs bill.
They want to gut environmental regulations. They want to roll back Wall Street reform so that we end up with the same financial system we had that got us into this mess in the first place.
Well, Republican presidential hopefuls will get their chance to fire back at the president with another debate to be held tonight in Las Vegas. This debate will have seven participants: Romney, Kaine, Bachman, Perry, Gingrich, Paul, and Santorum. No Huntsman this time. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman will not be there. He calls it a boycott, protesting Nevada's move to leapfrog the primary process by changing their caucus date to January 14th.
And I say that is totally nonsense. We're going to stand with the people of New Hampshire on this. We're going to speak out openly and vocally. We've chosen to boycott Nevada.
And so, Huntsman is expected to put all of his energy into winning the New Hampshire primary. That's where Mitt Romney, the former governor of the neighboring state of Massachusetts, is leading in the polls among New Hampshire voters. Speaking of polls, a new CNN ORC international poll shows Mitt Romney and Herman Cain in a statistical tie among likely Republican voters nationwide. What do these numbers mean? Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia Center for Politics had this to say about polls that are taken this early in the presidential process.
They're cotton candy, and they will disappear in the mouth very quickly, so become liquid sugar.
For some reason, that metaphor is causing me to salivate. Now, Here's something else that will matter to you.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Rough day on Wall Street. The market down substantially yesterday. The Dow off 247 points to 11,397. S&P fell 24 points. NASDAQ off by 53. Oil prices down 28 cents a barrel, finishing at $86.52. Research in Motion, maker of the BlackBerry, trying to make amends for an extended BlackBerry service outage from last week. The company will give BlackBerry users more than $100 of premium apps to be available for 4 weeks from the BlackBerry App World starting tomorrow. Tens of millions of BlackBerry users around the world were left without email, instant messaging, and browsing during a service outage last week, and the trouble came at a bad time since Apple's new iPhone 4S was released last Friday. And finally, don't look now, but there's a scary and spooky day that isn't too far away. We're talking about Halloween, of course, which is now less than 2 weeks away. Question, are you dressing up for Halloween this year? If so, what are you going with? The folks at Party City know a thing or two about Halloween costumes, and they say it's been busy over there.
People kind of coming in and browsing and seeing, you know, what were the costume choices this year and whatnot.
Let's talk about the whatnot. Ressa Tomkowitz at Party City says zombies are number one, partly because of the AMC hit TV show The Walking Dead.
But also because, people had been dressing up and following the vampire craze for quite some time now. And so vampires are just kind of falling slightly out of style.
All right, vampires out, zombies in. We're also hearing that Monster High costumes are a big hit with tweens and younger girls.
They have the wig, they have tights, they have all the accessories, and then they have last year's costumes, which were adorable, but then they reinvented them for this year.
And for those who love classic costumes for their daughters, it's good to know that Disney princesses and even Tinkerbell are still popular as well. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.